Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and welcome to the Crown Talk with Burgundy Pageant Radio Talk Show. Crown Talk places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Since our show is in great demand, you can catch the CTWB show every Monday and the CTWB Kiddo Show every other Tuesday. So let's sit back, relax, and let us enjoy the spill in the tea of today. Well, hello, well, Crown Talk fans, I am very excited to announce that Shawnese Haskins will talk about her road to Miss California USA pageant and all things pageantry. To learn more about Shawnese, please visit our social media sites to follow her journey. Good evening, Shawnese. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to chat with you tonight and get to know all about your journey going to Miss California USA and who you really are. So can you please tell our audience a little more about yourself?
Yeah, of course. So like you said, I am Shawnese Haskins. I will be representing Belmont Shore and this year's Miss California USA 2017. I know my name's a little weird, so to help everyone out who's listening, it's actually a combination of my parents' names. So my dad is Sean and my mom is Denise, so they made Shawnese.
Well, I think it's cute. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to start into some questions. We have so many questions coming in, and we still have emails coming in. So first and foremost, from Los Angeles, California, her name is Maria Raison. She said, what's your favorite part about pageants? Why do you do pageants? And what do you do with all your pageant dresses?
Ooh, a three-parter. Okay. Favorite part of pageants. Obviously, I love the excitement of them making so many friends and getting so many amazing experiences out of them. But I would have to say my favorite part is actually my support system and what I get from them doing pageants. So don't tell anyone, but every time I do a pageant, I have family and friends from all over come to watch them, to support me. And I get so many amazing kind words before I walk on stage every year. And so I almost keep doing them because I feel so much love every time I do it. And it's such a satisfying feeling. So I definitely have to say my support system is my favorite part. What do I do with my gowns was another one. I actually currently have three, and anyone who does pageants, that it's a serious addiction. I actually got this year's and last year's Miss California dress from Preview in San Diego, and I swear it's like they know I have a problem. Every time I come in, they're like, do you want to try stuff on? And I'm like, oh, if I do, I'm going to leave with one. So I do keep them, unfortunately. I'm hoping to actually repurpose some of them. So for, you know, future pageants, maybe changing them up a little bit, working with designers to alter them a little bit. But I'm always willing to sell if anyone's interested. They can always reach out to me. And why do I do pageants? I do them for a lot of reasons. I grew up with five brothers as the only girl, so I started doing them because it was my mom and I, it was our opportunity to do fun girl stuff, you know, just mom and daughter stuff. And as I've grown, it's turned into a lot of self-seeking. Every time I do a pageant, I learn something about myself. I think I grow as a woman every time I do them. And so I kind of continue to do it to help myself explore who Shawnese is and continue to grow into the woman that I am.
Well, since you were talking a little bit about, you know, that you grew up with five brothers, from Clarksville, Tennessee, they've asked in your bio, you are the only girl of five brothers. How did you manage to find pageantry within being a tomboy?
I will not lie, it was difficult. You know, the hair and the makeup was foreign to me because, you know, I love my mother to death, and she'll admit to this. She's an eyeliner, blow-dry your hair, walk-out-the-door kind of woman, so growing up and having to learn how to do the hair and the makeup, I pretty much depended on my pageant sisters to teach me the way because, you know, my little brothers weren't letting me practice on them. But I will have to say that it was an amazing opportunity to be a tomboy doing it, mainly because I brought a specialness to myself to pageantry. So I would meet other girls in their you know, their talents and what they enjoy to do, and getting to conversate with them and getting them to tell them a little bit about myself, it kind of made both of our minds open up about, you know, the different things that are out there to do. It wasn't just, you know, dance and ballet. There was other fun, exciting things to do, like, you know, scuba diving and motorcycle riding and all the other crazy things my brothers would drag me along to do.
Okay, Shawnees, we're going to actually have you say that question, answer that question one last time, okay?
Of course, yeah. So obviously doing pageants with five brothers gave me a little bit of a different edge to myself compared to the other contestants. I think it benefited all of us. I got to look into the life of someone who does, you know, dance and all these girly things, and I got to see a little bit of what it's like to have other hobbies like dirt bike riding, climbing, you know, other kind of unique things that they might not have gotten to experience.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to take a sponsorship break really quickly, and we're going to thank Blog Talk Radio, Radio Pick just for you. Do you want to be a Crown Talk with Burgundy sponsor? We are taking sponsorship applications today. You have the choice to be the following: a platinum, diamond, gold, silver, or fan crown sponsor, or a cover girl sponsor. We have so many questions still that are coming in, and we are still live with Shawnees, so please keep those questions coming in. Our next question comes from our email. Her name is Kirsten, and she says, "You look like you are a very dedicated person. I have a couple of questions for you regarding that. One, what do you do for a living? I want to get a feeling of what your passions are. And two, what are you bad at? Everyone has a downfall, right? I look forward to hearing your answers on this podcast. Good luck at Miss California USA."
Well, thank you for the good luck. So for a living, I'm actually a client relationship manager for a packaging company, which at first sounds very strange, and most people are probably very confused and Googling what that even means, which in essence means I'm a sales rep. I sell packaging to manufacturers and distributors in Southern California area. So anytime you order anything online, whether it's clothes or from Amazon or things like that, it comes to you in a box with some tape and maybe some peanuts inside. I sell those kind of products, as well as safety products for employees who work inside warehouses. I'm obsessed with it. It's a very weird living. Most people are so confused when I tell them that's what I do. But I will have to say that I do believe I was made for sales. I have a small thrill when it comes to, you know, opening a new account and getting out there, and I get the chance to work with so many different types of accounts within Southern California, anywhere from clothing manufacturers to aerospace companies, and anything in between. I work with a lot of food accounts, and so I get to the behind the scenes of how these products are made and how they're distributed. So it's very fun. It's very educational. And so it's awesome, because growing up, I never said, I want to sell packaging for a living, but that's what I'm doing, and I actually love it. So never, you know, underestimate jobs, and they might not sound that awesome. And the second question was, what am I bad at? So I do believe everyone has a flaw. I like to think that I don't, but I know I do. I'd probably say my biggest flaw is my spelling. All of my friends and family will make fun of me until the day I die, because I am the worst speller in the world. Unfortunately, growing up, I did have a single parent with, you know, all my brothers and I, so we didn't always live in the best areas, so I didn't get the strongest, you know, elementary education. Luckily, in high school, I actually moved in with my grandparents, who were able to put me through private school, and that really kickstarted my desire to want to go to college and graduate. So I do have horrible fundamentals, but I swear I am much smarter than I look on paper.
Well, reading your bio, I know that it said you were actually one of the first people in your family that graduated from college, and I thought that was awesome. And leading on into what you were saying a little bit earlier about what your passion was, from Salt Lake City, Utah, they've asked, you earned your BA in marketing and leadership, correct? What are your future plans as far as using your degree? So I'm going to kind of piggyback off what they said. Did you... with the business that you're in, is that what your degree was for as well? Is that why you went to school to get marketing and leadership, bachelor's of arts?
Yeah, so I actually, I chose marketing not obviously to sell packaging, but because I knew I wanted to be in sales. And the way I view marketing is it's an opportunity to learn about people, how they work, and how best to work with them. And as a sales rep, what I do pretty much is I completely facilitate accounts. So from start to finish, they deal with me. So I have to learn how to adapt to the way different businesses work, different personalities work. So I definitely do think my degree is helping me a lot now. Looking forward, I obviously hope to continue to grow my business in packaging. But it's funny because marketing actually really helped me grow as my career in pageantry as well. It definitely helped me learn how to do the things that I needed to do in order to get sponsors or to have the confidence to walk into a building and ask for sponsors. So obviously the career is helping me my pageant life. And anyone who's read my bio actually knows that I have a list of what I call my billion-dollar ideas, so hopefully one day I get to use my degree to kind of kickstart one of those as well.
Well, I think that we do want to actually know a little bit more about your billion-dollar ideas. So could you give, like in the 30 seconds, give us a little bit, a glimpse of them.
Of course. So we all have this moment where you have this brilliant idea and you never do it because you think, it's probably already done. I write those down, and I think those moments are completely plausible for me to make happen. So whenever I'm doing something on a day-to-day task and I think, wow, there's got to be a better way to do this, or there's got to be a way to make this more streamlined, and I write it down, and I kind of brainstorm it, make it more elaborate, and then I pitch it to all my friends and family. They tell me whether or not they think it's horrible or great, and then I store it until I get the opportunity to work on it.
Oh, wow. Well, everybody, you heard it first on here. You've heard what she's had to say about it. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course.
On to our next question. Do you have any nerves going into the Miss California USA pageant again? And what do you think would change about the past experience at the Miss California USA pageant to better this go around?
Yeah, of course there's always going to be nerves. This is actually technically my third round. I did do teen in 2011, which was an amazing experience. And then, of course, I did it last year, and now this is third time. Hopefully third time's a charm.
Yes.
Of course there's nerves. I would be crazy to say that there are no nerves. But I think that what I do to help with myself with those nerves is I call it playing the tape. So every night before bed, I completely play out the weekend of the pageant from the moment I wake up every day to being on stage to going to bed and all the things that I have to do in between. And I break it down into small moments so that it's not too overwhelming. And that way, when I show up on pageant weekend, I've literally played the pageant thousands of times in my head. So I realize there's nothing to be nervous about. I've thought about all outcomes. I know what I'm going to do. I am ready. And, you know, you just go for it. So anyone out there who gets nervous about going on stage, that's my recommendation. Play it out in your head a million times until by the time you do it, it's not foreign. It's something you've done over and over again. And about my experience from last year, what would I change? I definitely think that I took a break from 2011 when I did it as a teen to doing it last year, mainly because, like I mentioned, my support system is one of my favorite parts about doing pageants. And I went to school in Arizona, so I didn't have, you know, my family there. I didn't know anyone around me that could help facilitate me during the pageant prep. So I chose not to do it through my 4 years of college. And when I came back to California after graduating, I knew that I wanted to do it again because it's always been such a passion of mine. But I had forgotten so many things that are important to remember in pageantry, just the fine-tuning. And so this year, the thing that I've changed the most is definitely like the little things. So, you know, working on my bio, making sure that it's as clear and concise as possible for the interview, really paying attention to my walk and practicing it much more than I did last year. And then just reminding myself to be confident. I think last year I had a sense of uneasiness because I knew that there were things that I was forgetting and it'd been so long since I've done it. And this year I feel like I have a little bit more sense of confidence in my performance.
Well, to kind of go back on the first question I asked you with the nerves and everything, I think that everybody ends up having nerves, but I think it's wonderful that you have a plan of action to get you ready for the pageant weekend or that pageant day with you going through it through your head. So everyone that's out there, find something that's your niche and That's a great plan of action, and you can use her plan of action where you just go through it through your head every night so that you can prepare for it and you won't have so many nerves and those jitterbugs in you. But, I mean, of course, you know, when you get there, you're still going to have that a little bit just because you got to go
Enjoy
on stage
it.
With
it
whatever
reminds you that
competition.
You're alive.
Yes, it does. And, but, yeah, just go and have fun. That's pretty much the main point of everything. And so Shawnese, she goes through it through her head, and then she goes and she is able to have fun because she knows what to expect. She knows what she has to do on stage and in interviews and with the contestants and everybody.
Exactly.
On to our – well, before we go on to our next question, I have another sponsorship break. I would like to thank Rising Athlete USA, Maximize and Reach Your Potential, and McFormisell University. Get your honorary degree today. Ever wondered how to get noticed by IMG models? We love your genius. Super Scout, JD, IMG Model Scout, and Isabel, Scouting and Development Partner, will be live with the amazing Jolie live. So make sure to tune in on her show on You Now on November 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Time. So you can follow her show on social media site, Jolie Live. We will have it up on our social media site. So if you cannot find it, it is JOLYLIVE. Well, we are still live, and keep sending in those emails. And if you want to call into the show, call 917-889-8863. Well, Shawnese, we still have some more questions, and I know you were talking about how you went and you participated in the Miss California Teen USA pageant. And my question is, you are, of course, in the Miss division now, but what are your thoughts on the teen division moving into fitness clothing instead of a bikini wear? Do you think that the decision of the Miss Teen USA organization is fair, or what are your thoughts on that?
I know this is a very big subject everyone in the pageantry is talking about right now. I have a few different views on it. Obviously, I competed as a teen, so I know from my experience doing it in the bikini, I felt comfortable in the bikini. I had no problems being on stage in it. And I know most girls, at least in the USA system that I've talked to, don't really have a problem with it. So I don't think it's a sense of the girls feeling uneasy. But as I've gotten older and have built a more relationship with people who have judged pageantries, especially males, I've heard that it actually makes male judges semi-uncomfortable to see these, you know, beautiful young women, but hearing their age and not seeing it reflected in, you know, on stage. And anyone who's competed in teen pageants know that the number one goal is to show your age. So you're going to pick a dress that's appropriate for your age, that, you know, if you're 15, you're going to look 15. You're not going to strive to look 25. And I think that it's actually going to be extremely beneficial for these girls to switch over to the athletic apparel, because it'll give them a chance to really show their age and not have to worry. I know there's a lot of girls out there who were blessed with their body younger than others, and it's got to be uncomfortable to go on stage and almost be worried about, oh, no, I can't control this, but I don't want them to view me older than I am. So I think it's going to be a chance to make a really even playing field for all contestants.
In addition to what you're saying, I think the transition went really wonderful as far as them telling everybody, okay, so Teen USA is not going to be wearing the bikinis. They're going to be wearing fitness. I think it was wonderful because it does show their age, and that is big in the pageant industry. People want to see what their age are, and I feel like when they wore the bikinis, that's just kind of – it's not letting them grow into being a young adult or a young woman. It's not letting them experience being in a teenager. So I feel that – I think Miss Teen USA, I think they did a wonderful job as far as telling, as switching the procedures of going from a bikini down to a sportswear type of outfit. I think that's wonderful that they did that. And they don't have to feel like they have to be, you know, sexy or anything like that. They can just be their true age. If they're 16, 15, 14, they can feel that age instead of being in a bikini. I know
evening wear,
I was kind of like, some of those dresses are a little risky, but as far as fitness, I think they did a great job.
And plus, I'm super jealous. I wish I could go on stage and speakers. Like, they get to walk so much more comfortable while us miss are still in those stilettos.
Yeah, and they don't have to worry technically about falling a lot.
Exactly.
They don't have to worry about that.
As much.
Yes. Well, we have a question from New York City, New York. They've asked, what is your platform that you stand for?
Yeah, of course. I definitely think each contestant has something that they're really passionate about, and that's kind of why they, you know, they join pageantry in order to get the opportunity to use that that crown and that sash to really make an impact on what they're passionate about. Personally, my platform is actually education of alcohol and depression. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. growing up, my father had an extremely addictive personality, and it ultimately led him to becoming very depressed and taking his own life. And at the point of this all happening in my life, it was really hard for me to understand how it was possible. I didn't understand the mentality of someone with an addiction or the mentality of someone with depression. And so I just couldn't wrap my head around it. So for a long time, I just kind of ignored it, didn't refuse to let it kind of affect me. And then unfortunately, earlier this year, my boyfriend's life was taken by a drunk driver. And it was kind of my wake-up call and my realization that there's a problem in our society and that I could have a solution that could help. So I think that what happens is we choose to ignore the signs of addiction and depression because it's still considered kind of dirty in our society. You know, you don't talk about it, it's not there almost. But there's so many options for people to take before they get to a point in their life where they're going to hurt themselves or someone around them accidentally, like the things I've experienced. And so I think the only way we can overcome this stigma of depression and alcoholism as being dirty is by educating people about it. And that's kind of what I hope to do if given the opportunity to win Miss California. I want to dedicate the reign to educating those in need specifically because they're the ones facing it currently, as well as children. I think that the only way that we can really overcome this as a society is if we create a generation where depression and addiction are no longer hidden, but almost embraced and looked at as there's cures and there's ways to overcome it.
And to our audience with what she said, and thank you so much for sharing that story with us and sharing your platform with us. There are ways that you all can get involved and help, whether it's a family member, a friend, or maybe helping a friend help a friend. You can visit www.discoveryplace.info/secret-helping-alcoholic-family-member. You can help that way. You can just go on Google, and there's just many ways that you can help with addiction and educating yourself to know the different signs. As far as
exactly.
If there's someone that is addicted to alcohol and just different things, and if they're depressed and so forth. So there's different ways.
Exactly.
Also, you can go to www.healthline.com, addiction, click on addiction, and there's some ways that they can educate you and help you maybe save someone's life. So it's definitely a big issue in our society today, and I think you're doing a wonderful job by bringing awareness to it.
I always suggest everyone. I have a lot of family members who have actually, since my father, have come to terms with their addictions and gone to meetings like AA and NA, as well as getting more involved with their churches and their communities. So anyone, there's a million different options. Don't hesitate to, you know, reach out to the people around you, or even like you said, it's as simple as Googling.
Thank you again for sharing that story with us and sharing your platform with us. I'm so glad because we don't have a lot of people that actually go through that field and actually know that as a platform, and it's great that you're bringing awareness with
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, on to a fun question. On your spare time, what types of hobbies do you like to participate in?
That's a great question. So I don't have a lot of spare time, unfortunately, when it comes to this time of year, because I am working full-time as well as prepping for Miss California. So I do have some hobbies that are easy, like I love to knit, I love cooking. But when it's not pageant season and I have more time, I love to do anything that gets my adrenaline pumping. So one of my favorite things to do is scuba diving, skydiving, overcoming any fear that I find in myself. as well as just traveling to try to find new foods. I keep telling everyone I'm going to go to Italy soon just to eat. I'm not even going to visit anything. I'm just going to go. I'm going to eat pasta and pizza, and I'm going to drink wine, and I'm going to come back 15 pounds heavier, and I'm going to be okay with it. So that's a little bit of the things I like to do for fun.
Oh, goodness. Well, it sounds like when you go to Italy, you're going to have a wonderful time.
Yes, thank you.
Well, last but not least, in 30 seconds, how can our audience support your journey to Miss California USA?
You know, I love people who reach out to me, so always feel free to, you know, direct message me, follow me on my social media platforms to continue to follow my journey. I also have a group on that I have a lot of friends and family who've gone on that's actually going to be linked in my Instagram bio if you're interested in seeing that. And just, you know, watching the day of the pageant and making sure that you show your support.
Thank you so much, Shawnee, for sharing your time with our audience and me on the show this evening. I really enjoyed chatting about your journey to Miss California USA and just learning about who you are.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful night.
You too.
Remember, you can visit our social media sites to learn more about Shawnee, and you can follow her journey as well on our website and our Instagram. Just click on her picture on our Instagram page and click for username, and it will pop up. Or you can go down in the link below and visit as well. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. Tomorrow, please join me on Pageantry Now with my great friend, Stacey Simpson. She will be interviewing me on Tuesday, November 15, 2016 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. And we will be having information about Shawnee as she goes to Miss California USA, and you can reach out to her via her Instagram and on her, click on the link in her bio. She has all the information how you can support her at Miss California USA. Visit our social media sites, which is Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy, Radio Talk Show and Magazine, my personal Facebook page, Burgundy Mallory, Twitter, Crown Talk with BY, YouTube, Crown Talk with Burgundy, Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy, Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY, and Periscope, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Thank you, listeners, readers, viewers, fans, and sponsors for always supporting the brand of Crown Talk with Burgundy. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.